Yes, Dr. Carson, we moved that to the end, so, and since you were...
I appreciate that.
A question for Mr. Sharp. Are we on to the case yet?
Yes, the...
Okay.
Key Properties Group, old business item.
Yes.
I don't know if Ms. Norwood needs to read the...
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, might as well for the public.
Case number 12,557, Key Properties Group LLC, Elmer G. Fannin. Seek variances from the front yard setback requirements and the landscape buffer requirement in the combined highway corridor overlay zone for existing and proposed structures. Section 115-194.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 546 feet southeast of Kings Highway. The 911 address is 18315, 18321, 18327 Coastal Highway, and 34670, 34673, 34677, 34682, 34703, 34704. Villa Circle, Lewis, the zoning district is C1, the tax parcels are District 334, Map 6, Parcel 74, Parcel 75, and portion of a 70.01.
Mr. Werfel had a question for you.
Yes. So the board had previously approved variances for the larger structure. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that approval had expired because they did not construct or do the improvements within the period of time. They had a year at that point.
Correct. So could I make a motion that we only approve the variances for the larger building and not for the smaller?
Yes.
Okay.
You have the ability to approve in part and deny in part what they're seeking. Now, I will note that there are some differences, I believe, between that application and this one. I believe the size of the combined corridor highway overlay zone is different. Is that correct, Ms. Norwood?
Yes, I believe that was correct.
I apologize. I don't have the numbers right at my fingertips. But I do recall that there was a difference between what the 16 approval was in the current case.
There's a lot to this one.
Mr. Hastings, you weren't present. Mm-hmm. Did you have a chance to hear?
No, I will not be voting.
You will be recusing yourself?
Yes.
So the entrance to the back is between those two buildings? To those apartments there in the back? Am I correct on that? It doesn't 100% show.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
I had some confusion with that too, because I felt like the gentleman who was for the opposition stated that.
Well, I think there's a couple things to remember here. So there's three different tax parcels at issue. You have the one where there's the, we'll call it the larger restaurant proposed. And that's the same building that received variances in 16. But it was also at that time understood that the other building was going to be removed. That building is now going to remain. That is on a different parcel, yet what they're proposing would eliminate that lot line, so it would be one mm-hmm. larger parcel, still two buildings. The parcel to the north, and I guess it wraps around a bit, that is the one that is owned by the Villas at Bay Crossing or that HOA, whatever holding entity it is, and that's the one that there is the lease agreement with. That has an option to buy. It's an oddly written document. I'll put it to you that way. When I looked at it, be that as it may, there does appear to be something that's been executed that would give this landowner the right to use the parking areas on that one. I know there's a lot to unpack on this one.
So where do those people in the back enter and exit? And I see it, maybe it's not there, but I was just...
Well, I think the people
right
in the back, so, and Mr. Corman, I'm looking at the document that was provided by Pannoni and also the aerial. So that parking area that is to the north does not appear to have a direct access onto Route 1.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I'm going to surmise that those folks have an entrance probably from further south.
Mm-hmm.
As you go down by Bethany Blues, because that would appear to be how they access it. Because when we look at the current aerials, there is no shown connection access there. I know that one of the things Mr. Davidson had pointed out was that there would be, as proposed, they would be eliminating a couple of parking spaces on the property to the north to provide a drive aisle to access that parking area. So I don't think there's any kind of easement over this property's land by the Phillips of Bay Crossing.
Okay.
What rights they have on the parking area, I don't know for sure.
So at this point, with tabling it, record's closed.
Record's closed. Yep.
There's going to be Touch of Italy. Is that correct? No.
I don't know that he said the name of it, but I think he did mention it was an Italian restaurant.
I think that was a different application.
Okay.
To Touch of Italy.
The previous request from the buffer was asking for, I just added, hold on, sorry. They were asking for a 10 foot from the 20 that we granted prior. This time they're asking only for 5 foot from.
I thought there was a reduction.
Yeah.
That.
Comments or questions? Willing to entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve in part and deny in part case number 12557 for Keystone Properties Group LLC for the requested variances only for the larger building and not for the smaller building, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, and for the following reasons: the existing larger building is existing, which is the unique condition, and the exceptional difficulty is due to that condition. Due to the physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's the minimum necessary to afford relief. And because the other variance was for the smaller building and the addition of the smaller building do not meet any of these criteria.
So that is an approval for the larger building and a denial for the smaller building.
Correct.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Hastings. Oh, sorry. Mr. Corman. Mr. Hastings is recusing himself. Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12557 has been approved in part and denied in part.